Introduction. Chapter 1. How long can you keep this up? God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. C.S. Lewis, The Problem of Pain. I grew up believing my father was a sandy blonde golfer-turned-insurance broker from Omaha, Nebraska. As a black-haired, olive-skinned kid from Orange County, I never connected with that narrative. Surfing was my bag, not golf, and just the thought of golden cornfields was enough to send me running for deep blue water. That's why a 27-year-old me didn't flinch to hear my mother eke out these words, "Your biological father isn't who we thought he was. He's a Brazilian hairstylist from Newport Beach, California." My first reaction wasn't anger. Instead, I said to myself, "This explains everything." Fast forward, a year later, I'm standing in the lobby of a chic Newport Beach salon, staring into the eyes of its owner, my long-lost father. I could immediately see myself in him, but all he saw in me was another customer. After the most awkward haircut of my life, I pulled him aside to talk. I don't know what he expected, but I can guarantee it wasn't these words, "I think you are my biological father." I don't know what I expected either, but I can tell you for sure it wasn't that he'd turn away. I'd spend the next 12 years waiting to find out whether it was true that this black-haired, olive-skinned man from Newport Beach was really the father I'd been missing my entire life. The paradox of modern pain. Any effective salesperson will tell you that the key to selling something is to identify a buyer's pain and then offer a cure. In a world where the average consumer sees anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 brand messages per day, you and I are literally inundated with remedies for every little thing that ails us. Struggling under the weight of your hectic schedule? Amazon has over 50,000 time management resources to help you get things done. Worried you're drifting out of touch with your children? Facebook's Messenger Kids app will help restore that relationship. Think you're losing your mind? There's a mental health app for that, and plenty more if the first doesn't work out. Absence creates a particular kind of pain. It wasn't until a paternity test confirmed my father's identity that I realized just how much his absence had impacted my life. Personal drive, hunger for relationships, anxiety, insecurity, I began to realize these good and bad features of my persona were rooted in an attempt to deal with the fact that Dad was never in the picture. As I recognized how deeply I'd been shaped by my father's absence, I wondered what my presence, or lack thereof, meant for those around me. Was I truly there for my wife and kids? Was I engaged, or was I going through the motions? Who was I hurting when I failed to show up or truly be present? Did the pain of my father's absence guide me to struggle with and need presence? This book was motivated by the problem of absence and the pain it causes to us and those around us. Pain is a tricky subject for Christians. Why do bad things happen to good people anyway? That may be a strange question to ask at the head of a book on mindful Christian leadership, but when it comes to God and pain, it's one of the only questions most of us know to ask. Whether the pain comes from poverty, cancer, or terrorism, writers like C.S. Lewis help us to find some comfort in knowing that underneath it all, God's holy, wise, and good purposes give meaning to the suffering we see out there in the world. But what about the pain in us? What about the everyday grief we suffer as leaders? From the mundane discomfort of one pointless meeting after another to the immense heartache of a failed product launch or ministry kickoff, we are surrounded by people.